Welcome to True Story, the Public Relations Podcast, a space where we get a peek behind the scenes of brands and businesses that have a real story to tell. Because in today's world, we are done with perfect and fake. We want to support brands that aren't afraid to show their true colors. I'm your host, Whitney Lee, the founder of True Story PR, an agency focused on helping businesses show up authentically through their social media, PR, and more. We pride ourselves on always keeping it real. Are you ready? Let's do this. It is the first podcast of 2023. God, I cannot believe it, y'all. 2022 flew by. And in fact, half of the year in 2022, I kept, when I would like go to write the date on something or say something about the year, like I would second guess myself and be like, wait, is it 21 or 22? And now it's 23. Like time has been going by so quickly. I sound like my parents right now. Like time has been flying by. But I feel like there's so many exciting things happening this year. 2022 was a bomb year. I had some tough stuff happen personally, but nothing that overshadowed an amazing year. In business, we had a crazy amazing year. Like, you know, the agency doubled, our clientele doubled, like so much to be grateful for. And I feel like we're going to do the same in 2023. Gosh, our team is like stacked. We just got a new team member on board in December. So we are a team of 8 and we're rocking and rolling. Like I'm so excited for the new year. And one of the things I'm most excited about is sharing with you this announcement that I'm finally able to make. And that is that we have officially rebranded the agency, which also means this podcast has been rebranded and you've probably noticed by the graphics and such. But we have changed our name from Socially PR and Digital Media, and we are now officially True Story Public Relations. I love saying that. True Story. You know, that's been something that I've had on my heart and mind for a while. We've been Socially for many years, and I'll tell you the story behind it. Honestly, you know, I like Socially, and it's a great name, and it you know, when I first started, a lot of people came to me for social media. That was the number one thing. But throughout the years, like PR has really become a big aspect of the business. So all of the time with a name like Socially, people thought we were just a social media agency. So people would all the time say to me like, oh man, I didn't bring you that project because I thought you just did social media. Such a bummer. And I, after, you know, the first few times, the first few times that people said that to me, I was like, okay, not that big of a deal, right? Okay, not one or two people misunderstanding. But after I got that several times, I was like, okay, this is a problem. And we actually have a few clients too that are looking at rebranding this year for that exact reason. Long story, we won't go into that. But some of, you know, their name leads people to think that they are in a different location than they are. And that's confusing. Even though they're in that area, they're not in that city. And so it really confuses people. And there's another business with a really similar name. And it's tripped people up and they call the wrong location all the time and things like that. So, your name means a lot in communicating who you are and what you do. So I recognize this probably about a year and a half ago is when it really became real to me of like, okay, this name is causing people to have some confusion about exactly what we do. I mean, do we do social media? Yes, absolutely. But we do a lot more than that. You know, we do a lot of PR. The business is probably split 50-50 PR and social media. And then we also do email marketing, content creation. We manage people's websites, things of that nature. But honestly, our core services are PR and social media, and the rest, you know, when people work with us, they're like, wow, you know, when they see us add on, you know, something else, when they realize that we do these other services, they're like, perfect, add that on. You know, it's kind of a icing on the cake thing because it really does help, you know, when everything is in our hands for a client. So it's been on my heart and mind for about a year and a half, and I just started brainstorming. I even did some of these like online little contests where you can like submit for people to help you brainstorm a name. And I've just never landed on something that I felt really good about. You know, every time I would like something, I would write it down, and in like a week, it didn't feel right to me anymore. Or, you know, it just, I thought was going to create more brand confusion, or, you know, and I wanted something short to the point and something that's timeless. You know, when you name a business, this is like naming a baby, you know, like this is your name. This is the first thing that people, you know, hear or see about you. And it has to convey a message. And you know, so I've been doing so much thinking. So I went to this, conference in Scottsdale, actually in Tempe a few months ago. And the conference was like a total flop. Honestly, I go to a lot of conferences and I always take away something from them, but this one like actually was probably the worst conference I've ever been to. And I was just sitting there thinking to myself, like, wow, I have wasted so much time and money coming to this. I'm so annoyed. I'm so annoyed. So, you know, I'm just sitting there in my chair and I'm thinking like, you know, I need to stop having this bad attitude. Like something good always comes out of coming to these conferences. Like maybe I learn something. Maybe I meet a potential client, or maybe I just meet someone awesome, or a colleague, or, you know, something of that nature. And so I just told myself, I'm like, something good is going to come out of this conference. And all of a sudden it literally just freaking hit me. I was like, true story, public relations. Like that just feels good to me. And so I did my research to make sure there weren't any other agencies. That was also something I kept running into, is every time I liked a name, I would Google it. And then there'd be like five other agencies with that name. And I'm like, oh, geez, that's going to cause more confusion, too. So I looked it up and there's nobody out there. True story, public relations. So I snagged the name. I bought the URL right there, like the domain name. Something good did come out of that conference, was coming up with a new name. And I think that, you know, when I was trying to name it, and maybe anybody out there, if you're soul searching on a name for a project or a business or a baby, I think I kept going back to what's important to us. What do we help people do? You know, and so I kept going to the word visibility. You know, we help people with visibility through social media. Social media makes you visible through PR. That definitely helps you be visible. Through email marketing, that helps you stay top of mind for people. So I kept wrapping my head around the word visibility. And then, you know, I couldn't, that's such a long word. I don't know. I couldn't come up with anything to do with visibility. Finally I told myself, I'm like, we help, you know, businesses and brands show up authentically and tell their true story. And so that's where it came from. It's like true story, you know, in today's world in marketing, PR, social media, media in general, we as consumers are so freaking sick and tired of fake. You know, like all these overly edited images and filters on every single photo, and, you know, people being fake in general, you know, like people want real. Some of the most amazing personal brands are people that get on there and pour their heart and soul out and just literally bare their soul to their audience. So I think that really aligned with me of like true story. You know, we help people tell their true story through social media, PR, email marketing, because I do think that businesses and brands that show up authentically will automatically attract the right clientele. Instead of having to work so hard to gain customers, I think when you show your true colors, it'll attract the right clientele. So, and people now, like, they want to do business with brands that have balls, you know, like balls enough to stand up for what they believe in, balls enough to accept and promote the fact that maybe their product or their service or their experience isn't for everybody. That's okay. Like, I'm so down to serve a business or a client that is hyper focused on who they want to serve, and they know who they want to serve, and they focus on that rather than someone who's trying to serve everybody. You know, sometimes I'll ask a client, like, who's your target market? And they're like, everybody. I'm like, no, it's not. No, because if you're serving everyone, you're serving no one. You know, like, you have to figure out who is the ideal client for your business, and you go all in on what they need and how you can serve them. The riches are in the niches, right? So if you're continually just trying to serve everyone, nothing is really going to speak to somebody's soul, you know? So your messaging through PR, through social, through email, when the right person reads your messaging, it literally should make them feel so freaking seen that they're like, damn, that's me. You know, like, it'd be almost like me seeing an advertisement that was like, we help, you know, 30 something year old women who own PR agencies thrive in life or whatever. I would read that and be like, oh my God, wow, that's me. Like, I'm literally a 30 something year old woman that owns a PR agency. Like, I need to look into this. Like, you immediately feel so seen and know that the product or service is catered for exactly what you need. You know, we help moms of toddlers, you know, like that. Those types of services and offerings are going to be so catered to what someone needs that that's how you build a brand following. If you're trying to serve everyone, you're serving no one. So True Story Public Relations, that's the new name. We've launched, you know, the new logo and the new look and updating our website and all the things. It is not easy. I decided to do this while I was also in the process of moving into a new home. So there's that in all my free time. But I think it's so worth it. I think it's so much more aligned with who we are and what we do. And so that's why I wanted to change the podcast as well. So how will the podcast change? Like, I definitely am still going to do some solo episodes talking about marketing and PR strategy. And I'd love your two cents, like, if the solos are helpful for you. But I also want to bring on some other storytellers, either someone who owns a business and they can tell their story of how their business became successful, some of their biggest successes and their biggest failures, things like that, and just tell their true stories. So some of our interviews will probably be more storytelling, which I think is so, like, I don't know if y'all ever listen to the podcast, How I Made This, I think is the name of it. It's with Guy Raz. It's an NPR podcast. Or How I Built This. God, I don't know why I'm drawing a blank right now. But the whole premise of the podcast is talking about these businesses, these huge brands, and how they came to be. What did they do to become successful? And it's so freaking interesting to listen to these people of, like, yeah, you know, like Sarah Blakely's story with Spanx, you know, like, yeah, you know, I just decided one day that pantyhose sucked and the control top is, you know, really all I needed, but I didn't want to have to wear pantyhose. And so I literally just got control top pantyhose and then cut the legs off. And then I made a prototype. And then I just started going out and calling people and da da da. And now she's like crushing it, absolutely crushing it. So, you know, I love that podcast. So I would love to feature some people like that, business owners or people who have developed a brand, entrepreneurs, to tell their true story. And also people from other agencies or other marketing and PR people that have had these really cool stories of, you know, showing up authentically and what that did for their client or their business. So True Story, Public Relations, hashtag True Story. I feel like it's so awesome. So I am excited for this year. I hope you are too. I want to hear, what are your big changes, big things, big dreams, big visions for this year? I'd love it if you'd send me a DM on Instagram or on LinkedIn. But overall, we're excited to move forward this year. True story. And I would love to hear your feedback on the podcast too, with all this change happening. Like, you know, who do you want to hear from? Who would be a cool guest? Or maybe that's you. So send me a DM on Instagram or LinkedIn. I would love to hear from you. Here we go, 2023. It's going to be great.
Thanks for tuning in to today's episode. If you loved what you heard, please take a moment to screenshot this episode and share it to social media using hashtag TrueStoryPR, or better yet, write us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you tune in. See you next time for another True Story.